Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is the co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the fourth issue of this crowded story. If you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last three episodes.
So we come into this one. We've got this group of, I'm assuming mercenary type guys that are
highly,
working for Reaper.
Highly decked out.
Yeah, like they've got their skull masks. They've got some automatic weapons. They've got
SWAT uniforms.
Yeah, but they get in here and they're looking for, you know, the $2 million girl. Because now she's the $2 million girl.
Yep.
But
it's amazing how pressed it got up.
They break into this house and they're like, yo, we've got this. And the guy's like, this guy, you know, answers. Well, he's upstairs on his little, like, the wheelchairs that they have that go up the stairs, like,
yep,
the automatic lifts like they have in Gremlins. And the guy's like, Charles Ellison at your service, punks.
Except I'm not the one you want.
Yeah. And they're like, well, we're just going to go, okay, our bad. And he's like, I didn't serve for 22 years now. Just let some punk-ass little bitches wreck into my house.
I love this, too, because it...
And he drops all three of these dudes.
Yep.
And then the cops show up.
It's like, Mr. Ellison, please put the weapon down.
And he's like, oh, come on. You said I could take my time on the next one.
I mean, I get it. Like,
and then this cop in true cop fashion, you're right, Cleo, kill the body cam.
Which is...
But this is all being viewed on Trotter's little website thing that he does for his Reaper campaign.
Yeah. I mean, he explains that, you know, don't be amateurs like this guy.
Yeah.
Leave it to professionals like me, or these guys, sorry.
Yeah.
Leave it to professionals like me to take out this $2 million girl.
And then you get a picture of him in front of his schwank sports car here.
the green screen.
Yeah.
Schwank.
I don't know what the fuck you'd call that.
I'd
call it a piece of shit, but
it's
for as much money as you spend
car
on something,
yeah,
like that, it's not worth it. Anywho, not my thing. But he's basically like, you know, just stay tuned to watch me take this bitch out, yo, because I'm, like, cool and stuff.
Yeah. And his friend Cameron,
who's also his manager,
yeah, it's just like, look, just do the job.
Yeah,
like,
he's like, she's like, you know,
what we're doing is stupid, just let's just go do the job.
And she's like, you know, we've got people on it, don't worry about it. And she's like, what you should really do is just let us do it. And he's like, hell no, that's cheating. I'm there to do the kill. I want to do the kill. So, you know, you get a little bit of, you know, where he actually, I think he likes the killing.
I see, I don't think he does.
Then why would he want to do it himself?
It's all for show.
I guess that's true.
It's all for show because that's just what it is. We go back to Vita and Charlie, and Vita's yelling at the fire department for just standing around watching the fire of her house.
Oh, and then, yeah, you are you the homeowner? The one of the things, like, you want to swipe on this?
So we can actually use the foam.
Yeah. We can use the water or swipe for the nominal fee, and we'll use the foam. It improves the chances by about 62%.
Yeah.
And your insurance should cover it or whatever, blah, 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 you know.
But yeah, so she's like, yeah, okay, foam, do the save the house. And then she goes rushing in to grab stuff.
Something. We don't know. Well, at this point in time. And as she's running in there, she sees the dead bodies. And then she notices all of her stuff, you know, the important stuff has been packed into this trunk.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, wait, what is all this in here for? And she's like, oh, well, I'll figure out later. This is what I needed, so this is what I'm coming in for. And Vita jumps out the attic window, I'm assuming, because it looks like it's all the way at the top.
It's like the third floor window, yeah.
Yeah. They have apparently enough time between the time they see her jump out the window to, I guess they were already pulling the inflatable,
yeah,
mat
he,
out.
Yeah, he yelled at, as soon as Vita went in, he yelled, the one guy, to yell at a couple of other ones to get the inflatable,
okay,
thing.
But she jumps out the window with the trunk that had all of her stuff in it, lands on the mat, And then as she's falling, she sees Green Lips on the roof of the house.
Yep. Just real quick.
Yep.
Because the next time she looks, she's gone.
Let's see. Oh, here you go. Let's see. We're going to add blah, blah. Oh.
Yeah, the fireman's being an asshole.
Yeah, like, oh, we're going to add that to your bill. So Vita just crushes the screen of their little iPad-looking thing. And
I like
Charlie, don't be mad. She was probably meant to hit you.
Yep.
But the cops want to talk to Vita about the house being on fire and stuff. And, you know, she's like, I came home, my house is on fire. There are three bodies in there, and those aren't mine. And she's like, you know, mine are all accounted for, nice and neat. Paperwork's in the trunk in the trunk of my car. I'm about to drive to the station to submit it.
Yeah, I mean, she knows these cops.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, cops know me. Her. She's like, you know, Joe. Yeah. Joe knows me. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they apologize for the house, and then she's like,
the whole reason that they're there is they're there about the bus, and Mia's like, oh yeah, long day. I forgot about that. Yeah. I'll write that up too.
Then she asks if she can get a favor from them, and Charlie's like, hey, you have to tell me what's happening. There's no secrets. And Vita's just like, yeah, Charlie, the adults are talking. You need to shut up. And then she's like, I think we need to reevaluate the terms of our. And Vita's like, no, we're not rediscussing anything.
Yeah, we're way past that phase.
I've lost, you know, everything of mine, basically, because of you.
Yep.
Because you're an idiot.
She's like, you're just sitting here having fun. All you had to do was use a SIM card. Like, all you had to use. You had to use your SIM card on my phone.
Yeah.
Like, that started... We could have just sat in this house for a month.
Yep.
Not done anything. We would have been fine. You did this. This is all your fault.
Yep. She's like, yeah. She's like, you know, if you want to die so badly, go on and say so. I'll help use the money to fix up my house, and then you can finally do some good.
Yep. Which, I mean, look. Charlie's been a bitch the entire time. So it makes sense.
Yeah, and then Vita's like, look, just get in the car. You're driving. You know, the cop brought the car over to her, and she's like, why are the cops so nice to you? And she's like, just don't worry about it, I'll navigate, just go. We get back to Trotter, who is 7-8
a little too many
energy drinks in.
A little too many.
What's it called? Death something?
Anyways, Death Head or something like that. I don't know.
Death Chug, but anyways, and he's talking to
Cameron,
thank you,
about the plan, about what's gonna happen.
Yeah, and he's just like, you know, I don't want to be this Cameron. I just want to get away from it all. I want to do something else.
Yeah.
And you know, she's arguing on the other side of it, like, you know, hey, you know, this is what happens, you know,
you started out this way and this could be the big score.
Yeah,
like, and then you should do this, then we can be done.
Yep,
kind of situation.
And the owner of the place is pissed because Genius here broke the table.
Yeah. And, I mean, we've learned in the first issue that the tables also double as, like,
computers, basically, yeah.
So it's a very expensive table.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, and you really need to stop breaking shit because we can't afford to replace it all, you know. We get to...
Green Lips.
Yeah, thank you. And she's creatively...
Dude, this is amazing.
She's basically got this guy, she's got a wire wrapped around his throat, tied to her toe, so that, you know, he can feel the pressure of it all the time. He doesn't know that it's tied to her toe, I would assume.
I mean, probably not.
She's basically just using him to, you know, as a taxi type of deal.
Yeah, just to go, she's got to take a quick little...
She can go to the beach.
Little vacation.
Yeah. And, she lets him go, and then we get her sitting on the beach, and then we go back to, Trotter again, who's chugging more of the death syrup stuff that he's drinking.
Yep. Getting ready for an interview with some prominent interviewer.
I don't know. And she starts hitting him with some questions like, your press packets say that you grew up an orphan and worked until you had enough to buy yourself a gun and a smartphone, but from what I found, you were actually a high school dropout from Illinois. Your parents are still alive. This, that, and the other, and he's like, he's getting all, you know, hot under the collar. He's like, well, you know, everybody likes a good origin story, and this and that and the other. And then she's like, well, she's like, you know, you used to live in a place called the Dustbin, and this and that and the other. And she's like, well, what about your friend Cameron, who owns 51% of your limited liability company? And he's like, oh, hey, look, I've got a broadcast coming up. I got to get out of here. Thanks. It's been great. Bye.
Yeah.
And then he's looking for Cameron.
Yep.
We go back to Vita and Charlie. Charlie is, well, Vita's trying to give her directions, and she's just really not good at following them because she can't drive a car without power steering. I mean, it's difficult, don't get me wrong.
Well, yeah, but, yeah. But I think she makes a comment like, well, no wonder you're so strong.
Yeah. And then Vita's like, hey, yeah, you can quit trying to kiss my ass. It's not going to work. And then she's like, you know, how is any of this my fault? You said it was the dog's fault. And Vita's like, no, I never said it was the dog's fault. You're the one who brought the fucking dog to my house and the motel. And, you know, we should probably be grateful that the library was jammed so they didn't know we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I told you we can just leave him right here. It's no sweat off my teeth. She's like, what the hell is wrong with you? You know, that it's you know, you stole the dog. And I don't even know why you stole it. And she's like, he was cute, you know, whatever.
And, I was about ready to die. I wasn't thinking.
And Vita's like, yeah, that's your bio. You weren't thinking. And then, you know, she gives her some more directions, and they get to the police department.
Yep. I like how they make a basically like a Faraday bag, basically, for the dog to try and stop the chip, which is fun. So now the dog comes with handles. It's great. It's a tiny little rat chihuahua.
Yeah.
We probably should have said that in the first.
Yeah, it's a little, well,
rat dog.
Yeah, that's mean to rats.
Yeah.
But they get into the police station. Vita's, you know, turns over her weapons for the time being and goes in to fill out paperwork and stuff. And then while that's going on, the old lady that originally tried to kill Charlie is coming in. Which this is one of those times where we find out that the paperwork, when your paperwork isn't filled out right, you get arrested.
Yeah.
And the old lady freaks out because she sees Charlie sitting there with the dog. And,
that's my dog! Give me back my dog!
Yeah. And Charlie's like, oh, do I know you? And then she tries explaining to Vita that, you know, hey, there's, you know, I gotta tell you something. I assume at least she was trying to tell her. You know, but anyways. Mm. Or she could just be being fucking annoying.
Probably annoying.
But we get Vita running into Joe, and they
talk. She seems more nervous this time than the last time.
Yeah.
Last time, she was on adrenaline with, you know, everybody in their house.
Yeah, this time she's, you know, mellowed out, and she's been, had, you know, stressful time. And
yeah. They're kind of ignoring Charlie.
Yeah.
Like, Charlie's kind of tagging along. We get her looking at everybody in the waiting room, and just everybody staring at her, cops included. $2 million right there. Like,
yeah. So she goes running out there, and she's like, you can't leave me, you know, in there. It's full of... And then, you know, she's like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
Because they're still ignoring her. And then she's talking to the dog, and then the dog ignores her, too.
Poor dog.
But Vita's sitting out there talking to Joe, you know, about everything that's, going on. And then they... You know, look back to talking about the Charlie, and they look back, and there's the dog, but no Charlie.
Just the dog. Yep.
And she's like, well, fuck, I'm going to go find this stupid idiot. And,
She's at a bar.
Yeah.
She ran into this wedding party.
It's a bridal shower. Bridal shower, yeah. And she's like, oh, yeah, we're going to get this. Yeah, so they're partying up, they're drinking in the back of a limo, they go fucking skydiving, all this shit. And then,
they end up at the strip club.
Yeah. And while you know, all of this stuff, you know, they're having a good time, whatnot,
she gets trashed.
Like, yeah,
she gets a hold of somebody's phone and is trying to contact somebody.
Yeah,
but can't get through.
So yeah, it's the only number I have memorized. Mm-hmm.
And so she's just sitting there drinking.
And then Vita is, you know, like, hey, Joe, I gotta go. You get people talking about...
Well, so Trotter, Charlie sees at the strip club. At this.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. It was on TV.
Yeah. Charlie sees Trotter on TV, and he is able to dig up some of her old friends and family.
Well, we've got Zadie, who she, you know, was trying to kill in the first or second episode. Second issue. Then we've got her ex-boyfriend. Her cousin, a former employer,
college friend.
A college friend, and her retired mother.
Needless to say,
and none of them have anything nice to say about her.
Charlie's a shithead.
Yeah.
There's just nothing.
For instance, her college friend. She's not so bad. I mean, I'd never talk to her or see her again without flying into a rage. But I don't want her dead. Mostly, sometimes. Okay, I might have given $5. But she goes running into the bathroom, and while she's in there, the bride to be, you know, is like, "Oh, here, you know, this is to wipe your face off," and she's like, "You know, it's been driving me crazy all night, but I finally figured out where you're from, Charlie," and she's got a gun pointed at her.
Oh,
and that's where this episode stops. Also,
thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this crowded story arc.